Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Harry Palmer opens the next chapter of Office Wife.
I don't know what's going on exactly, but I'm on thin ice, the thinnest ever. The four of us, Jeff and Marcia Pilgrim, Angela Tennant and me, we're all together in Stella Bronson's flat. And I can tell you at the moment I've reason to be worried. You know the score. I turned up here with Angela to grab the diary from Stella. But I hadn't counted on running into Jeff Pilgrim or Marcia either, for that matter. I made a deal with Marcia. She's so anxious to get her husband back, she'd promise anyone anything. And she undertook not to have me charged in return for telling her that Stella had the diary. But what if she lets me down?
Oh, some of these women. You can't trust them further than you could throw a Bechstein grad.
You look worried, Harry. Something on your mind? This little red book of Angela's, maybe.
Oh, what's that?
As if you didn't know. For mine, Harry, I'd say you'll go up for 10 years if they give you a day.
Wouldn't like to bet on it, would you, Pilgrim?
I would. But how would you pay from jail?
You've always had the same trouble, chum. You count your chickens too soon. For all the use that diary of Angela's is to you now, you might as well burn it and get it off your mind. You got a fan?
You interest me, Palmer. The evidence in this book won't send you and Angela to jail. Is that what you're trying to say?
Not trying, old boy. Saying it.
Suppose you give me some details. Just sort of fill in for me, sort of.
Jeff, let's get out of here quickly, please. I must talk to you away from these three.
Now, just a minute. Don't tell me I'm still on the merry-go-round. Palmer, let's have it.
Shall I tell him, Marcia? Or will you?
Tell me what?
Jeff, please, if it's the last thing you ever do for me, let's get out of here. I should have told you before.
Tell me now.
Jeff, I can't. Not here and now.
Stella, Angela, what about you?
I'm sorry, Jeff, but it's the same old story. Everyone's wise but you. And I only wish I was a mouse and this fat had a mouse hole I could creep into.
I'll make it easy for you, Jeff. The diary tells the story. There's no two ways about that. But Marcia's given me her solemn word I won't be charged.
Marcia's given you what?
You can frame that diary page by page for all I care. She made a deal with me. I told her Stella had the diary, you see, so she could point the bone at Stella with you. Sort of persuade you to walk out on her and waltz back into the happy home.
Is this true, Marcia?
Yes, Jeff.
Did you know this, Stella?
No, but I worked it out. Beats me why she didn't let the axe fall.
A pair of you. One my wife and the other the girl I was going to marry. One of you hides this diary and the other one lets this jackal off so she can do another girl in the eye with it.
You have to admit, old boy, you managed to get yourself involved with some very rare females.
Yes, some rare females. You first, Angela. This is your diary, isn't it? I'll take it and get out. And if I never set eyes on you for 20 years, it'll be too soon. Shut up! I don't want to hear a word from you. Just get out.
Jeff, you're not going to give her the diary.
You can keep quiet too, Stella. We'll get around to you in a minute. And there you are, Angela. Pick your filthy little journal up off the floor and go. Now! And now for you, Palmer. I don't know whether you're lucky or what you are. These two females seem to have your interests at heart. I make you a present of them. They're both yours, and I wish you luck.
Thanks very much.
I've slung a few crowds at you in the past, but I've never really stood you up properly for the full treatment. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
My wife decided that you should get off scot-free for your fun and games of the last 2 years. Well, that's okay with me. But I give you fair warning. If I ever see you again on the street or in one of your pleasure domes or on the beach...
Yes, come to your senses. What are you doing?
Or in a bar or anywhere else at all. So help me, Palmer, I'll give you such a working over, you'll never hold your head up straight again. Understand?
I'm getting out of here.
You'd better. Something's going to give any minute. And if it does, you'll be lucky to get out of here alive.
You can't let him go, Jeff.
That's for you two. Let's have a good look at you both.
Jeff, listen to me. I made Palmer that promise. I was going to tell you about Stella and the diary just so that you'd see through, but I couldn't do it. It was too rotten.
Save your breath, Marcia. I don't believe a word you're saying.
But it's true, Jeff. It's true.
Just a knife, Stella. You were going to let Palmer get away with every criminal thing he's ever done.
I was going to make Stella tell you about the diary herself and have Palmer arrested and everything. I swear it, Jeff. I was. All this happened too soon.
The trouble with you, Marcia. You've told so many fairy stories you don't know where to stop.
I've never lied to you.
Then what the devil do you call it? I've been hag-ridden by you two women since the day the pair of you saw each other, and from now on I'm starting from scratch. Personally, I don't know either of you from this day forward.
But can't even I make you see, Jeff?
All you can do, Stella, is hand me a laugh. Between you, you've saved Palmer's skin. From now on, you can fight it out yourselves. And if you start hacking each other's shins over Palmer, let me know. I'd like to see you two operating. I'd like to see what it looks like from the outside.
Well, Marcia, this is the first time you and I have ever been in the same boat. If only I'd had the courage to tell him. Even tonight I could have told him.
Tell me instead. Why didn't you make the most of it? Why didn't you just say Bronson has the diary? You could have called your divorce off the next day.
I know.
Well, what held you up?
Well, you must know, I wanted Jeff to come back of his own accord. I didn't want to beat you that way, Stella. Not when it came to the point. I'm not completely rotten, you know, and I decided I wasn't going to play Palmer's game on you. Believe it or not.
I'll tell you something, Marcy. I do believe you. Oh, it's a precious lot of good that does either of us now. Oh, pass that decanter in a couple of glasses.
I'm glad to be out of there. I thought Pilgrim was going to tear you limb from limb.
Yes, me too. I don't see what you're worrying about. The last thing in the world I expected him to do was throw the diary at you like that.
He was livid with his wife. Oh, I can understand the poor man. She'd promised to let you off, and from there on in, he didn't care tuppence what became of you.
No, it still doesn't add up to me. I was done for.
Jeff Pilgrim's still in love with his silly little wife. Can't you see that, Harry? And then he suddenly realized that she still didn't care a farthing what you'd done to him. So?
Women. some coves never take a trick. Their females manage them from the day they're born till the day they die. But you take me.
You know what you're saying, I hope.
Sure, I know what I'm saying. You either make use of women or they'll nag you to death. Like Pilgrim.
You're a mile off the beam, Palmer. Do you know why Pilgrim's always been in a mess with Marcia and Stella Bronson?
Huh? Because he hasn't a clue. That's why.
Oh, no. It's because he's a thoroughly nice person. He's too decent to get on. And all the time you're laughing at him, you're only admitting you're a rat.
Rat or not, there are two of us, Angela. Yes, and as far as I'm concerned, we're lucky to be out of the whole affair.
I don't think I quite follow that.
You got your diary back at last? I'll never be arrested. What more do you want?
Your confidence, Sonny boy, is nothing less than sublime. Little Angela has her diary back. Remember?
Do you mean you're still carrying the hatchet?
Am I? Oh, boy. You just wait and see. Why, Marcia,
This is a coincidence, meeting you. I was coming to see you only this afternoon.
You?
You didn't think I was going to leave all those loose threads lying about after last night, did you?
I'd have thought you'd be glad to. Anyway, I'm here to buy a lampshade, Angela, not to matter with you. Goodbye.
Don't be so hasty, darling. You're going to listen to me and like it. About Palmer.
I never want to hear that rotter's name mentioned again.
Oh, come down to earth, Marcia. Look here. Purely to get the better of Bronson, you promised not to have him charged, didn't you? Well, you'll jolly well have to.
Why?
Because if you don't, you'll be compounding a felony. The man swindled you, and the Lord knows what else. But for all I care, he can go on swindling you. The axe I'm grinding's a lot more serious than that.
You're still trying to make out he wanted to kill you?
So he did. He's not getting away with it. That's why I was coming to see you. And that's why you're going to listen to me now. There are still a few things you don't know about H.J. Palmer, my dear. So what about it? Like to buy me a drink? You're going to let Palmer score off me at this stage, Marcia. You're so wrong. I've got the diary, but that's no use to me, seeing my admissions of blackmail half fill the thing. And I can't make an attempted murder charge against Palmer Stick unless you get up in court and supply me with Palmer's motive. So here we go. And am I going to pitch it strong?
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.